is Southside.
We're almost there. The opening words that I'm starting this piece off with, of course, the full-time chaplain of the James Cook University Hospital team leader, chaplaincy team leader, Reverend Malcolm Masterman. Good to see you, Malcolm.
Good to be with you. And we are almost there.
That's exactly it. And it's always that time where we have to take pause, not to rush headlong into Easter and the resurrection, and acknowledge that there is a journey, as many TV shows would actually have us, in terms of where we've come from to where we're going. And that whole moment where we just have, obviously, Palm Sunday, Passion Sunday, the initial launch, and of course the resurrection of Lazarus, a precursor in many ways of the greatness to come.
Indeed, and today is very much the beginning of that big journey. We've been journeying through Lent, but we're now into the end part of that journey, and we have today in our Gospel reading the rising of Lazarus, who was already buried and in the tomb, and as you've already said, a precursor to what is to come for Jesus. So we begin this Passion Tide, which runs, starts before Holy Week, but begins today in that build-up to Holy Week next week, Palm Sunday, and the journey with Jesus through that Holy Week to Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, and then the big day to come later on. I don't really want to mention that yet, but we already see a vision of it in the raising of Lazarus. And Jesus today, I think an important part of the message of today's gospel was when Jesus heard about the death of Lazarus, he wept. And it gave us an indication of Jesus' commitment to Lazarus, but his commitment to all of us, the care that he has for every one of us.
Faith is often perceived by many as a nice thing to actually have, to rely upon, to actually work through. It's more than that, isn't it? It's something which effectively it's intrinsic to the whole human condition. And acknowledging that, yes, challenging times might be with us. They might be with us no matter what part of the world we're in, or no matter what health situation we happen to be experiencing, and so on. But it is important to keep on going.
Absolutely. And part of the story of Lazarus, I think, is an important one for us all, because one might have thought that this was the end. He'd already been buried. He was put already in the tomb.
4 days, he would have started smelling putrefaction.
Well, absolutely. That was one of the issues. Said, oh, you don't want to take that stone away.
Middle East, those kind of conditions.
It'll smell. Exactly. He'll smell. And Jesus asked the stone to be removed. So we have a sense of despair for his sisters, who were in tears, rightly so, at the death of their brother. And in the despair, Jesus came to them. And sometimes people ask me the question, how can you believe in God when you see what goes on in this hospital? But when you look wider than this hospital, you look what's happened in Japan with the tsunami and the earthquakes. You look what's happening in Iraq and Iran and Libya. How can there be a good God in all this? But the God that we worship is the God who is there in our despair as well as our joy. And that's the image of Passion Tide, that through the pain of Maundy Thursday, Jesus was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane. And part of his prayer was, my God, where are you in all this? I'm lost, I'm in despair. And his cry from the cross, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? In the pain of it all, God is in the midst of it.
It's interesting that you look through the history of the Christian church, that originally it was relatively recently, I think over the last 1,000 years, that we had the image of the crucified Christ on the cross. Prior to that, it was very much, and certainly in terms of Eastern theology, the notion that it was celebrating the resurrection with jewels, and the cross was decorated in such a way to actually focus on that sort of celebration. But the two things go very much hand in hand, and it's not as though we have a mischievous almighty figure saying, I'll just change so-and-so, so-and-so, and I'll just adjust that particular area, and so on and so forth. But it is somebody who can connect with us, can relate to us, and if we have the courage to connect as well, then things do work out.
Indeed. And I think the image of that cross is a stark wooden cross.
The old rugged cross, to quote a well-worn hospital radio theme.
Well, a very popular hymn. But if you think about that cross, Jesus carried it through the streets of Jerusalem. He stumbled and fell, and he got some help with carrying it by Joseph. But he carried that cross, and not Joseph, sorry about that.
Joseph Arimathea, I believe.
That's right, yes, yeah. Sorry, I was slightly confused there for a second. But he got help with that cross, and he was nailed to that cross, and he was nailed with criminals to that cross, and that cross was a cross of pain and agony. We may carry it round our necks now, we may put jewels on it, but the Good Friday came before the Easter day. You needed to go through the pain in order to get to the resurrection.
Exactly. And I've often thought a very good salutary lesson for any politicians or would-be politicians, the entry into Jerusalem with Hosanna, and then 5 or 6 days later, shall we say, the crucifixion. Yes, interesting time. Worth bearing in mind, I think, in terms of the humility of the journey, shall we
well,
say.
Well, I think that's particularly with our own political life at the present time, with the Liberal Democratic Party, without getting political, but there was lots of celebration that what they'd done, and now there's a little bit of a struggle there. How can the putting things into practice is much harder than writing it in theory when you don't have the power, and that's part of the struggle of the Christian as Indeed. Well.
Malcolm, as ever, a wonderful, pertinent series of thoughts there for the closure of, or the beginning of the closure, to almost paraphrase Churchill, not the beginning of the end of the beginning, shall we say, to this this Lenten period, 2011. We'll speak with you again, no doubt, post-resurrection.
Look forward to that.